How you doing there? Welcome back to Babylon Talmud. Today we're studying Daf Ayin Vav, Daf 76 of Masechta Bava Metzia. Friends. Yo, friends. We're like over the hump. Ha ha. Do do. It's pretty awesome. Chaver, I'll tell you, after Ezu and Eshech, nothing's hard anymore. We've seen it all. Chaver, today we're going to get at the bottom of Ayin Vav Mud Aleph. There's going to be a sugya from Masechta Gittin, Child's Play. It's so funny. When we were learning Masechta Gittin, we thought, oh, this is hard. Chaver, we've seen too much since then, Chaver. No, we've learned Shnei Mechzim Batalis. We've learned Hazov. We've learned the first five prokem of Bava Metzia. I mean, the first five prokem of Bava Metzia will blow your mind. Everything else, child's play. Don't give me a vomit. But did we really think that this getting sugi was hard? Ah, Chaver, I don't know how to say what I want to say, but we've like earned our stripes. Is that a thing? Like, Chaver, I don't know. What do you want me to tell you? Chaver, today we're starting Perek Asocher Sa'umanin. You know, again, after Ezu Neshech, it's a very cute Perek. But anyways, it's cute, you know. But yeah, I have a feeling this might have to be a long daf, just because there's a lot. But it's a cute Perek, you know. Okay, here we go. So we're going to start at Daf Ayin Amud Beis, all the way at the bottom of the Mishnah. Hasoicha Sobonin, so somebody who hires workers. So now, the Art School talk had pointed out that there are two types of workers, okay? It's going to come up in today's Daf Oichit, that there's a Schir Yom, a Sochir, a Poyel, which is a day worker. He's paid by the day, okay? He's paid for his work for the day. Now, and then there's a Kablon, Kablonus, a contractor, somebody who's paid for the work done. So, like, you know, when he submits his work, he gets paid for what he's done. Fine. So, when the Mishnah says asocher sa'umanin, which is, you know, it's not clear. It doesn't say poyel, kablon. It's talking about both, a worker. Okay. Asocher sa'umanin, somebody who hires workers. Vitu zez ze. So, as Rashi says, vitu zez ze meforish begimor. It's going to be explained in the Gemara what this means. They somehow fooled each other. Okay, fine. In loyim zel zel atarimus, they're just brigus. Nobody owes anybody money. They're brigus. Now, brigus is nothing to be messed with. I just asked the entist in the bungalow colony in Shabbos afternoon. Brigus is nothing to be taken lightly. But the ma'aseh they can't make each other pay. But they can be brigus, and they will be brigus. Socher sachamer v'sakader, if a fellow hired a donkey driver or a wagon driver, lahavi priforin v'chalilim l'kala, to bring wood for like making the canopy of the bride. Why is my nose still itch? I thought like getting like shaving my beard was like gonna kind of help with that. I guess not. So if there was like a donkey driver or a wagon driver who were hired to bring like wood to build the canopy of a bride, or chalilim, flutes, lechala or lemeis for to be mesameach chosin mikale, or by a nifter, by a meis. Ufiyad nahalos pishtano min amishra, or workers to take his flax out of the soaking, whatever they would soak flax in, v'chol davar she'oved. Or anything that will get ruined, right? Meaning, materials for a chasana or for a levaya, you know, you got to make it on time. If you get there late or you miss it, you're going to miss the whole opportunity. Or, right, if you have the flax that's in the soaking stuff, so if you leave it in the soaking stuff, it's going to get ruined. So if you had hired a worker who was going to help you do these sort of time-sensitive things, and then the worker flaked. The worker flaked. So makom she'ein shom odom. So if there's nobody else available for hire, sort of at that same price, socher alein, so he can hire other workers, whoever he could find, even if it's at a more expensive price, and basically the flaker is going to be responsible to make sure, right, is to pay. Or it'll at least come out of their pay. Oh, maton, or he could like trick them into doing the work. All right. Okay.
Excuse me.
Okay. Fine. What does Rashi say? So chalem bnei adam biyokav aleim l'shalim. Yeah, Rashi says, and those people have to pay. The flakers. Hasocher so amarim v'chazu boin yodam ala tachtono im balabayis chozer bo yodam ala tachtono. Okay, so if this stuff is going to be explained more in the Gemara. But be'etzem, if a person hires workers to do some work for him, and then halfway through, they flake. Okay? Halfway through, they flake. So now, if he had hired them, and it was going to be a job that they were going to earn 2 sellers, and then halfway through, they flake. So you would think that they should earn 1 seller, right? But the thing is, what if the balabais can now he needs to get the other half done, and he can the other half is going to cost him 1.5 sella to find somebody who's going to do only half a garment or whatever, half whatever the work was, it's going to cost him 1.5 sella. So that extra, which means that instead of it costing the balabais 2 sellas, now it's going to cost 2.5 sellas. So actually, that extra 1/2 sella is going to come out of the payment to the flakers, right? So now they're only going to get 1/2 sella. Right, if they're the ones who flake. Okay, so again, Vasocha, so Amarin, somebody who hires workers, Bechazuban, and they flaked, Yodam al Tachtona, well, they have the weaker negotiating position. And if the Balabayas is only able to find workers to finish the job for a higher rate, so that higher rate comes out of their pay. In Balabayas, Chozebo, now if it's the Balabayas, however, who reneged, well then, Yodam al Tachtona, he's got a weaker negotiating position, and he needs to pay them for the work that they've done so far. And even if the price of workers have gone down in the meantime, it makes no difference. He has to pay them what he agreed to pay them. Anybody who changes, he has the weaker negotiating position. This was a Gemara. Rashi says that this is based on a Gemara that we saw in Bava Kamo. In Bava Kamo, I think this may have been a daf in Bava Kamo that I think it was very long and that the audio went out. Akuponim. And what is this sugya? It's the sugya of, maybe you remember it, that a person brings wool to a dyer, and the dyer is supposed to dye the wool red, but he doesn't do it. He dyes the wool black. So basically, the dyer changed from what he was supposed to do. He was supposed to dye it red, he dyed it black. So he's got the weaker negotiating position, meaning, so that we evaluate the value of the black wool versus the value that the dyer expended to dye it black, and whichever one is less, that's what the dyer will receive. Whoever is chozer, yodo ala tachtona, and we're going to get to that in the Gemara. Okay, fine. Okay, it took a little bit of time to get to that Mishnah, but all right. Now, Zok the Gemara. V'chol achozer, where am I? Choz says the Gemara. Chozu zeb. I feel like my head's all over the place. I don't know why. I'm not tired yet though. I'm good. Chozu zeboze lo katoni elehitu zeze. Okay. So the Mishnah starts out by saying asoicher sa'umonin vehitu zeze. It doesn't say that v'chozu zeboze. So v'chazru, that they reneged, would imply between the balabayis and the uman, okay, between the hirer and the worker. But it doesn't say chazuz ebozes, so it's not talking about between the balabayis and the poyel and the worker. Elehitu zeh da'atu poyalim adode. Says that they fooled each other. It's actually talking about the workers fooled each other. I mean, how did the workers fool each other? Well, the balabais had said to one of the workers, and this worker is essentially becoming the middleman. He's like a contractor. Seems like a balabais says to a contractor, and then the contractor then goes and contracts other people. So anyways, so he says to this middleman, so the Amr Balabayis, the Balabayis says to the middleman, Zil Oiger Li Payalim, go out and find for me workers. I need workers, go and hire for me workers. Vazal Iu, that Inu. And then the middleman goes, son of a gun. And he tricks them. Tricks the people. Hey Chidami, how so? Idi Omar Le Balabayis Barbo. So if the Balabayis had said, go and hire me workers, I'm willing to pay 4 zuz per day. And sure enough, he goes and he tells them that I'm hiring, it's going to be, the pay is going to be 3 zuz a day. Ha ha, where's that extra zuz going? But then, right, the Mishnah says, right, They can only be brigas. Nobody owes any money, right? You know, at the end of the day, when they get paid 3 zuz, they can't say, hey, wait, you know, we should really be getting 4. After all, the balabais said 4. No, sovereign vakabit. Look, he said that, right, that the pay is 3 zuz per day. They said, okay, we're in. They accepted that. Why should they get 4? I mean, what's there for them to complain about? This is what they accepted. If the balabais said that he's willing to pay 3 zuz per day, and then the middleman went and told the workers that that the pay is 4 zuz per day. So now, so what's the scenario? If the middleman said to the workers that I'm going to be paying your wage. Okay, so again, the balabais said that he's willing to pay 3 zuz per day. The middleman says that the pay is 4 zuz per day, and he says that he's going to be paying the workers. So nosiv luhu midide. Well, then he should have to pay them, right? If the middleman told them that the pay is 4 zuz per day, so he has to pay them 4 zuz per day. The tanis b'lenu b'risa asorcher es apoyel. Somebody who hires a worker. So in this case, the middleman hires the worker. Lazarus bishalo, but he hired the workers for himself. Ve'ereu bishal chaver, but then he takes them to somebody else's field. In this case, the field of the balabais. Noisin lo scharu misholim. He has to pay the workers in full. So if he told them 4 zuz and that he's paying, so he has to pay them 4 zuz. V'chos avnotam balabais ma shehehenehu. And then the middleman goes back to the balabais. And he asked the balabais for payment, you know, based on the benefit that the balabais received. So if that's the case, so then the middleman would have to pay 4 zuz to the workers. So lo tzricha de omer lehu scharchem al balabais. Okay, so rather it's talking about where he says that the balabais is going to pay. Okay, now the balabais had said 3. He told them 4. And he said that the balabais is going to pay. So if that's the case, well, why don't we just look, what is the cost of workers? Meaning, if the balabais says that he's going to pay 3 zuz per day, and the middleman says to the workers that, right, that the pay is 4 zuz per day, and that the balabais is paying, well, if that is the case, so it depends on what the rate of workers are. Meaning, if the balabai says he's only willing to pay 3 zuz per day, but the going rate for a worker is 4 zuz per day, well, sorry, balabai, it's like, I know you want to only pay 3 zuz a day, but you have to pay 4. What do you want me to tell you? Right? So, why don't we just see what the rate for workers is? If the rate is four, then the Baal Bayis has to pay four. If the rate is three, so then, you know, they only deserve three. What do you want me to tell you? So Latzricha de'ika de'misker ba'arba v'ika de'misker b'tzlasa. Here's the deal. We're talking about a scenario where some workers get paid four zuz per day, other workers get paid three zuz per day. And therefore, it's kind of murky. So now, the Baal Bayis had said three zuz per day. This middleman had told them four zuz per day. Now, the thing is, and the middleman said the Baal Bayis is paying. Now, the thing is, some workers are hired for four, some workers are hired for three. The amrulei, that the workers say to the middleman, ilav de amart lon bar bo, if not, you know, look, you told us four, and that's why we said, okay, fine, we'll work. But if not, so if you would have said three, tachin umiskarinon bar bo, we would have, you know, we would have kept on looking for somebody who's willing to pay four, right? So it's talking about a scenario where some workers are paid four, some workers are paid three. The Baal Bayis had said that, well, he's only willing to pay three. The middleman said that he's paying four. Now, the middleman said that the Baal Bayis is paying, which means that he's basically out of the equation. He says the Baal Bayis is paying and he told him the wrong thing. And so now it's like, you know, he's kind of out of the equation in a sense. Now, it's a scenario where sometimes the workers are, you know, some workers are paid four, some workers are paid three. Now, they go to the middleman and they say, hey, wait, we want to get paid four because, like, you had told us four. And if you wouldn't have told us four, we would have waited around and found somebody else who was going to pay us four. So we want to be paid four. The thing is that since, you know, there is no, you know, since the rate for workers is not objectively four, some people accept three. So therefore, the Baal Bayis doesn't have to pay more than three. And they're going to be brugis. All right, so they're brugis, but they're not going to get four zuz. They're only going to get three zuz. Ibai Sema, alternatively, Hocho b'Baal Bayis oskinon. Here we are talking about where the workers all own their own fields already. Right now, somebody who owns his own field is not going to rent it, you know, hire himself out to work somebody else's field. Right? He's a landowner. He doesn't just work other people's field unless you can be paying him a lot of money. Okay, then it's worth it for him. So they say to the middleman, ilav do amrat lan bar bo. Look, you know, if not for, like, we were expecting four, you know, for three zuz, pasnish, we're not going to work for three zuz. You told us four, so, right? So ilav do amrat lan bar bo. If not for the fact that you told us that you're paying four per day, havazilabon mil salazgure. It would have been beneath us to work for only three zuz per day. So you had told us four, so we went for four. But, you know, so we want four. We say, no, sorry, guys. You could be brugis, but you're not getting four. Alternatively, really, no, we're not talking about landowners who rented, you know, hired themselves out. Rather, we're talking about workers. But you know what they argue? They say, well, look, granted that, yeah, sure, the rate of workers is three, but, you know, when you told us four, tachin vavdinon loch avito shapirto. Well, you told us four, so we know that the going rate is three, but since you told us four, you know, we went the extra mile. We, like, did some extra work that, like, you don't need or want, you know, and doesn't work well, but we went the extra mile, and we threw in these extra things that you don't want. So we did better work because you were paying us more. So we went the extra mile. Velechze avid tayu. Okay, well, how about let's see? Let's look at these great extras that you threw in. Let's see how great they really are. Berifka. Well, it's talking about where they built a rifke. Okay, rifke nami meida yoda. Okay, but a rifke also, take a look, right? A rifke is some kind of like furrow that was dug around fields. So that's what they built. So, like, let's see how great the furrow is. Demali maya v'lo yadia. Well, it got filled up with water, and you can't really see the work. Therefore, they say, hey, we want to be paid four. You know, you told us four, so we did really good work. But the work can't be seen because it's like covered in water. So, sorry, you're only getting three. You're entitled to be brugis, but that's about it. Ibai same alternatively, lo'adam to amalei. Baal Bayis bar bo, vazal iu, amalu betlosa. No, so actually it's talking about a scenario where the Baal HaBayis says that he's paying 4 zuz per day. And then the middleman went and said he's paying, that the pay is 3 zuz per day. And he's okay, so if that's the case, then what are they complaining about? They were told that the pay is 3, they accepted it at 3. You know, what are they getting upset about? What they want more than they accept, than they agreed to? Of course not. So the Amri Leh, well, because they say, Leis loch al timna tov mi bailov, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, don't hold back good from I guess those who deserve it. And therefore, if we were meant to be paid 4 zuz, why are you only paying us 3? Yeah, I know we agreed. We didn't know that really was supposed to be 4. Why would you hold that back from us? So nonetheless, they have the right to be Braigis, but they're not going to be paid 4 zuz. Okay, Chaver. So now we get into a Gittin Sugya. Okay, now in a few lines. Pshito I omar le balabayis bitzlosov azaliu omarlu barbo. Okay, so certainly if the balabayis had said that he's paying 3 zuz per day, vazaliu omarlu barbo, and the middleman says to the workers that the pay is 4 zuz per day, the amre le kimosh omar balabayis, and they say whatever the Baal HaBayis says, Daitayu a'iluya. Okay, so obviously, the Baal HaBayis said 3. The middleman said 4. They said whatever the Baal HaBayis says. So obviously they weren't saying look, if the Baal HaBayis says 3, then we'll take less than your offering. No, obviously they assumed if the Baal HaBayis says more, then we want that. Or alternatively, we trust that you're saying that what you're saying is what the Baal HaBayis actually said. But in that scenario, so they'd only get paid, right? That was basically the scenario that we mentioned earlier. They'd only be paid 3, and they could be brogis. Ella, I omer le Baal HaBayis b'arba. Okay, what if the Baal HaBayis said that he's paying 4? V'ozel iu, and then the middle guy goes, Amru b'tzlasa, and he says that the pay is 3 zuz per day. Ve'amri, and they say, Kimasha Amr Baal HaBayis, my. And they say whatever the Baal HaBayis says. So the Baal HaBayis has said 4. The middleman says that the pay is 3 zuz per day. They said whatever the Baal HaBayis says. So my, what exactly are they saying? Adibura dide kosamche damre mehemnos. Is what they're saying that they rely upon the middleman, right? So meaning the Baal HaBayis had said 4, the middleman said 3. Is what they're saying is, okay, we trust that you're saying what the Baal HaBayis, right, we trust that, right, that you're saying what the Baal HaBayis actually said, which is 3, and i.e., yes, we'll work for 3. Or dimor, perhaps, adibur the Baal HaBayis kosamcha. Maybe we'll say whatever the Baal HaBayis said. And in this case, the Baal HaBayis said 4. So they're saying, yeah, we're willing to pay for whatever the Baal HaBayis said, i.e. for 4. And therefore, they're entitled to 4. So when they say whatever the Baal HaBayis says, right, does that mean that that they're trusting that the middleman is saying what the Baal HaBayis said? Meaning they're trusting the middleman, and the middleman said 3? Or is it that they're saying, no, whatever the Baal HaBayis said, i.e., in this case, the Baal HaBayis said 4, so they're only going to work for 4. So then what happens? So who is it? Are they basically relying on the Baal HaBayis or on the middleman? Toshma, here we go. Here comes the Gittin Sugya. Have li giti v'ishtecho omro, hiskaba li giti v'u omer heilach kimashe omro. Omer v'nachman, rabbi barvua. Period. It's easy. It's a walk. It's child's play. Gittin. Anyways, so what's this talking about? It's talking about a scenario where you have a husband and wife who are getting divorced. Oh my chaver, this is like Chaver, this feels like 1,000 years ago we were learning Masech to Gid. No, we thought it was hard. Chaver, we've seen a lot. We've seen Bava Kama, 75 pages above Metzia, child's play. Anyways, so you have a husband and wife, they're getting divorced, and the wife says to a messenger, go and bring me my get. She doesn't say go and receive my get, she's not making him a shaliach the Kabbalah, she's not saying go and receive my get for me. She says, go and bring me back my get. Now, the shaliach shows up to the husband, and he says, I have come to receive the get on behalf of your wife. Now, that's not what she said. She had sent him to bring back the get to her. But he comes and he says, I've come to receive the get. And we're saying that if the husband gives it to the shaliach and says whatever she said, so it says, Rav Nachman, Rav, Amarab, Barvu, Amarab, that she's not divorced. She's not divorced. So here's the thing. If, when the husband says, whatever my wife said, whatever she said, well, she had said, bring me the get. So essentially what the husband is doing is he's giving the get to the shaliach and saying, bring her the get. Well, then the husband is basically making the shaliach, his shaliach, to bring her the get. So then when the shaliach brings the get to her, she should be divorced. But Rav Nachman, Rav Barvu, Amarav is saying she's not divorced. So clearly, when the husband says whatever she said, it's not talking about whatever she said, because she said to bring the get, and then the husband would basically be saying, bring the get to her, and she would be divorced. From the fact that she's not divorced, it must be that we're going based on what the shaliach said. What did the shaliach say? The shaliach said, I've come to receive the get for your wife. But he didn't. He was not a shaliach to receive the get. He was a shaliach to bring the get. So basically, it doesn't work. So we see that we go based on what the middleman says, in this case, the shaliach. In our case of the workers, it would be that they're going based on what the middleman says. And we don't go based on what she said. And in our case, we would not go based on what the balabai said. So again, Toshma, coming here. Have ligiti. She says, bring me my get. But the shaliach shows up and says to the husband that I've been sent to receive the get on behalf of your wife. Vihu omer, and the husband says, Heilach kimasha omra. Okay, here, take it based on whatever she said. So omer Rav Nachman, amrab barvu, amaruv, afilu igia get liyodo, ein megoreshes, that even if the get, even if she receives the get, nisht, she is not divorced. Shmas mina dibur adide kosomich, and therefore it must be that we're relying upon what the shaliach said. The shaliach said, I've come to receive the get, which is untrue, and therefore, and we're saying that she is not divorced because the husband is going based on what the shaliach says, what the middle person says, and what he says is no good. Because if it enters your mind that the husband, when he says whatever she says, is relying on what the wife said, well, then she should be divorced when she receives the get because she had said, bring the get for me. The husband saying whatever she said, and then gives the get to the shaliach. What she had said is bring the get. So basically he's making the shaliach, a shaliach to bring it to her. And she should be divorced when she receives it. But she's not, because we don't rely upon her. We rely upon the middle person. We rely upon the shaliach. Omer Rav Ashi says, Rav Ashi, Hochi Ashi, Bishlomi Itmar Ipcho. Rav Ashi says, 1 second. I don't agree. I don't agree that anything could be learned from that Braisa. Braisa, Mishnah? That Braisa, I guess. I don't believe that anything can be learned from that braisa. If we had the opposite, then that would be a different story. We'd be able to learn things. We can't learn out anything from the braisa as is. Hachi ashtu b'shlomi yitmai ipcho, if we talk at fakert, hiska b'ligiti, v'ishtecho amra b'ligiti, v'omei lach k'moshe amra. That if she had said hiska b'ligiti, if she had sent the shaliach to receive the get for her, v'ishtecho amra b'ligiti, I'm reading this again. And the shaliach shows up and says, your wife told me to bring the get to her. Vu omer heilach kemosha omra. And the husband says, here, take the get. It's whatever she said. V'omer Rav Nachman Amrav Barvua, and if Rav Nachman Amrav Barvua were to say, Amrav, Mishagia get liyado migoresh, is that when the Shaliach receives it, she is divorced. Well, then that means that we're going based on what she said, right? She had said, receive my get, and the husband gave it to the Shaliach and says whatever she said, which is receive it. So when the Shaliach receives it, she's divorced. So Amata Adibura Dida Kosomich. That would mean that we're relying upon what she said. That when the husband says, you know, whatever she says, it is based on what she herself said, which is receive my get. And when the Shaliach receives the get, she's divorced. Inami, alternatively, if what Rav Nachman and Rabbi Barvua Amarav would have said is Mishagia get liyodo migoreshes, that she is divorced when she receives the get, well then that means which means that the husband's relying upon what the Shaliach said. The Shaliach said, I've come to bring the get to your wife. So the husband then gives the get to the Shaliach to bring the get to his wife. So the husband makes the Shaliach his Shaliach to bring the get to her, and she's divorced when she receives it. So then we would be relying upon what the Shaliach says. Ela Hasam. But we can't learn out anything, however, from the Brisa as is, which is the scenario when she says, bring me my get, and the Shaliach shows up and says, I'm here to receive the get. So we wanted to say earlier that from the fact that she's not divorced, it must be that we go based on what he says, which is, I've come to receive the get, but he wasn't made a Shaliach to receive the get, therefore she's not divorced. We wanted to say earlier that if we go based on what she said, which is bring the get to me, and the husband says whatever she said, if it would be based on what she said, well then he's basically making the Shaliach a Shaliach to bring it to her, and therefore she should be divorced. But says Rav Ashi, no, she should not. Even if when the husband says whatever she says would be based on what the wife said, which is bring me the get, she would still not be divorced because she's saying bring me the get, but the Shaliach is showing up and saying, I'm here to receive the get. I did not accept responsibility to bring it to her. And therefore, even if you say that we go based on what she said, so she would still not be divorced because the Shaliach is showing up and he's saying, wait, I'm not interested in being a Shaliach to bring it to her. I'm interested in being a Shaliach to receive it. And that doesn't work because she said, bring it to me. Right? So, Elohasam, but in our Braisa, Mishum Do'okur Shaliach L'shlichuse Legamre. You know, even if we would say based on what she said, still she would not be divorced because the Shaliach completely uprooted his messengership, his emissarianism, his emissarying. So he's basically ruining his emissarying because she had made him an emissary to bring it to him, but he says, whoa, I'm here to receive it. So he's basically saying, I'm not being a Shaliach to bring it to her, and therefore, even if we go based on what she says, and we bring it to her, and the Shaliach ends up bringing it to her, no, it won't work, because the Shaliach completely uprooted the emissarying, and the Omar le Shaliach the Kabbalah Aveino, the Locho Lo Aveinu, because the Shaliach says, wait, I'm a Shaliach to receive it. I don't know about this bringing it back to her stuff. So therefore, it is inconclusive, according to Rav Ashi, from this Brisa, to say whether when the husband says whatever she says, whether it's based on the Shaliach, I mean based on what the Shaliach says or based on what she says. And therefore also in our case, when the Balabai said something to the middleman and they said whatever the Balabai says, is it based on what the middleman says? Is it based on what the Balabai says? I think it seems that it's inconclusive. Alright. Where are we? Ibais Ema, going back to the original question of the Mishnah didn't say chazru ze bazeh, it says hitu ze es ze. So we wanted to say earlier, it means that the workers tricked each other, that there was one worker who became the middleman for the other workers, and they were playing games. But Ibai Sema, alternatively, Haitano Chazunami Hitu Kari Le. Alternatively, the Tan of our Mishnah, when it says Hitu, it really means Chazru, and it is between the Balabayas and the workers. The Tan is willing to buy Asoicher Sa'umonin, a person who hires workers, Behitu as Balabayas, and they tricked the Balabayas, or Balabayas Hito's son, the Balabayas tricked them. So we see Hitu being used in reference to a relationship, a direct relationship between a Balabayas and his workers. And Loim Zalze Ela Taromes, so nobody owes anybody money, just Brigus. But when is it just Brigus, no money? Shelo Holchu, that they didn't actually go anywhere, that they didn't actually do any work. It was before they did any work. Avo, but Holchu Chamarim Vlomatsu Tvua. But if you have donkey drivers who were hired for the day to go to some place and to pick up wheat and bring it back, and they get to the place and there's no wheat to be found, or he hired workers for the day and they go to the field that they're meant to work and it's too moist, it's too wet, and they can't work it. So Nosin Loin Scharin Misholim, he has to pay them their complete wage. Aval Eino Dome Habaton Liva Rekon. So he has to pay them, but it's not the same. He has to pay them, sure, right? So when we say that there's no money owed to anybody, just brigas, that's if they didn't go anywhere. But if we're talking about hiring a donkey driver to go to some place and pick up wheat, and he comes back and he doesn't have any wheat, so if that's the case, so he still needs to get paid. So the donkey driver still needs to get paid. However, he doesn't get paid the same as if he would have brought back the wheat. Rather, he gets paid the equivalent, if you would say to the donkey driver, hey, drive to this place and drive back, how much would it cost? So that's what you have to pay him, right? So meaning the cost of the work minus the actual procurement of the wheat. Ose melacha liyoshe batel, right? And the amount that will be paid to workers who go and actually work the field will be more than those who go to the field and it's unworkable and they just go home. Okay. Bomei dvar mamurim shelo ischilu bimlacha. Alternatively, if we're not talking about day workers, but instead we're talking about contractors who are contracted to work on a specific thing, as we're going to see in a minute, for example, to harvest some grain or to weave a garment. Okay. So when it comes to a contractor, when do we say that that nobody owes anybody money, just broigis? If they haven't yet doing the contract work, if they haven't yet started doing the contract work, avol hischilu b'melochi. But if they already started doing the contract work, shamin loyin masha asu. Well, then we have to take into account how much they have. We have to evaluate how much they have already done. Keitzad, how so? Kiblu kama liktzor b'shnei sloyim. If the workers were hired to harvest wheat, and their payment would be 2 sellas, 8 dinars. Kotsru, and dinar is the same as a zuz, so 8 zuzes. Kotsru chetzya, venichu chetzya. So if they harvested half and left half, so they only got through half of the work and then they flaked. Beged larog bishne sloyim, or a garment to weave for 2 sellas for 8 dinars. Orgu chetzio v'nichu chetzio. They weaved half of it and left over half of it. Shomin loyin es ma she'osu. And they, so we evaluate what they have done already. Now, what if hayayofe shisha dinarim? What if basically what was still yet to be done is going to cost the Baal HaBayis now 6 dinars to finish. So meaning, initially, the worker was hired to weave a garment for 8 dinars. Now he did half of the garment, right? He weaved half of the garment and he left over half of it. So in a certain sense, right, he did 4 dinars worth of work. But if it's going to cost the Baal HaBayis 6 dinars, so now what if it's going to cost the Baal HaBayis 6 dinars to finish the garment? You know, the price of labor went up. Now it's going to be 6 dinars to finish the garment. So a total of 10 dinars instead of 8 dinars. So no sin lo imsel, it doesn't matter. He still has to pay them 4 dinars. He still has to pay them the full amount that was due to them, 1 sela, and yeah, he's going to have to spend another 6 dinars to wrap up the project. It's going to cost him more. Alternatively, they can also, you know, finish the work, finish the garment, and receive 2 selas. Ve'im sela, no sin lo imsela, and obviously, if the amount that it would cost to hire somebody to finish the garment would be 1 sela, so obviously they would receive their full sela. Rabdosa omes Rabdosa shomid loin masha osle osos. So Rabdosa says, no, they don't automatically get, you know, half of their wages. It depends. We evaluate how much more is left to be done, right? Half of it. So how much would it cost the Baal HaBayis now to find a worker to finish the half of the garment? If it was going to cost the Baal HaBayis now 6 dinarim, after theoretically already committed 4 dinarim to the flakers, so now it's going to cost him 10 dinars instead of 8 dinars. So noticing that shekel, the flakers only get a shekel. A shekel is 2 dinars. Cheve, all these conversions and stuff, if you would have asked me 2 months ago, I wouldn't know. And now I could tell you in my sleep. 2 isars in a pundion, 2 pundion in a ma, 6 ma in a dinar. Dinar and zuz is the same thing. 2 dinars in a shekel, 2 shekels in a sela. Boom. In my sleep. I was just sleeping. Maybe. Noticing that I'm shekel, so then he only gives him a shekel. And because he's going to need 6 dinars in order to pay for the remaining to finish the garment. Alternatively, they could just finish the garment and get the 2 sloim. Now, if what was remaining would only cost a sela to finish, so then, okay, so you'd pay the other workers a sela to finish it, and the flakers would get a sela as well. When is this said? Something that is not going to get ruined, right? A garment, right? Even if they flake in the middle, okay, fine. So whether it takes another week to find somebody to finish it, or a month, or a year, or whatever, like the garment is still going to be fine. Something that would get ruined. For example, I don't know, in the Mishnah we mentioned, you know, if they were working with flax, that if it kept on being soaked, it would get ruined. So, and then they flaked. So, socha aleim omaton. So he can hire other workers, and if they're expensive, well, then you know the flakers are going to have to be responsible to pay. Kates or maton, or he could trick them into doing the work. Kates and maton, how does he trick them? Honestly, I don't know how he tricks them. They're tricking me. I don't really understand the trick. Omer lein, he says to them, "Sela katzatzi lachem. I had fixed the price for you at a sela. Bo utzlu shtaim, come and take 2 selas." Maybe what it's saying is come and take 2 sellers for like the work that you've already done. I don't really get it. But he doesn't actually have to give it to them. I don't know. I don't really get this trick. This trick is very, very tricky. Maybe that's why it was such a good trick. And then they come and finish doing the work. Somehow he tricks them. So now when we say that if they flake, so then he can hire other workers by a davar ha'avud, And they would be responsible to pay. How much would they be responsible to pay? Even if it's going to cost 40 or 50 zuzes. Okay. When do we say this? Now that's only if there were no other workers to hire at a reasonable rate. But if there were other workers for a more affordable price, and the flaker said, hey, why don't you hire workers at the affordable price? Well, then he's going to have to do that, and you know, you can be brigas with them, but that's about it. Tanakama de Rav, a teacher of brises taught before Rav. Nosei loim schorin mishalim. So he was teaching the brisa. We saw the brisa earlier that if you have the donkey drivers go, but they couldn't find any wheat, or the workers go to the field, but it's all wet. So we say that he gets paid in full. He gets paid in full. I mean, what do we say? The last of the thin lines of the Amud, it says, Nosin lem scharin mishalim, and then, aval ein adoma abotahun levarekan, etc. So this teacher of brises was teaching before Rav, this brisa, and he says, Nosin lem scharin mishalim, that they get their full wages, even though they came back empty-handed. Amale chavivi, so Rav says to this teacher of brises, chavivi Omar, my uncle, Rimchiyo said, "Ilu ona avoy lo avi yivno len elik a foil bottle." That I would have only paid them the amount of like a foil bottle, a worker who's not doing the work. But in this case, I think it means basically if the amount that like a donkey driver would take to go there and back without picking up wheat. But Omar nosin loim scharin mishalim, and you're saying that they get their full wages? I thought they only get kifoil bottle. So wait, one second. Why is Rav getting so excited? In that very brisa, if you just keep on going weiter, mamish right after, it says, what do you mean? The brisa, it says, if you just keep on going weiter in that brisa, it says right after that, that yeah, but there is a distinction between a donkey driver that comes back without anything and a, right, versus if he comes back with stuff, or a worker who is unable to work the field versus a worker who can work the field. So we see that, yeah, in this case, they wouldn't get their full wages. They would get paid like somebody who didn't do their full work. Lo saimu akame, well, yeah, the teacher hadn't finished the brisa, which is why Rav kind of asked that question. Igadami, those who say saimu akame, that the teacher did actually finish the brisa. Vachikomar, and this is what Rav says. Chavivi omar, my uncle Rav Chiya says, Yavoy on if I was a lava yoibna le klal. I wouldn't have given them anything. I wouldn't have given the donkey driver anything. Vatomet kafoil bottle, and you're saying that they get paid like a foil bottle. Elakashach, but Rav Chiya, what about the price at which Taka says that they would get paid like a foil bottle? Lo kash, it's no problem. Or the sire the irmi de urta. It depends. If they had gone and looked at the land the night before. So I guess this would be the scenario of the workers who are going to the land and it turns out it's wet. If they had gone and surveyed the land the night before and didn't realize that like it was wet, well, sorry, it's their fault and they're not gonna get paid. If they didn't go to the land the night before, so then they had no way of knowing that it was gonna be wet, then yeah, they're entitled to get paid kefoil bottle. Gyodam Rava, like Rava says, Iman de Ogur Agire Lirifke. If somebody hired workers to build this like furrow around the field. But also Mitro Umal Yamaya, and then it rained and the whole field got filled up with water and they couldn't dig anything. Isaira the Ayame Urto said the Payalim. If they had already surveyed if the Balabais had surveyed with the Payalim the field the night before, well then they should have realized that maybe it could get rained or ruined or something like that, and it's their fault and they don't get paid. But if they hadn't surveyed the land the night before, say the Balabayas, V'yav Luk, foil bottle, well then, the Balabayas needs to pay them like a foil bottle. V'omer Rav says, Rav Imanda Ogir Agore Ledavlo, somebody who hires workers to irrigate a field, V'asa Mitra, but then it rained, and now the workers aren't needed to irrigate the field. Say the Pialim, so the workers lose out. Also Naira, say the Balabais, but if a river came and overflowed and provided the irrigation for the field that way, the Balabais loses out. Okay. If you have Luke, a poil bottle, and he has to pay them like a poil bottle. Vamir Rava says, Rav Imanda Ogir Agore Lidavlo Fosak Naira Befalga Diyoma. If a person hired workers to irrigate his field, but the river that they were irrigating from dried up in midday. Now they're stuck. They have no more water to be able to continue irrigating with. Ilo Ovid Deposik said the Payalim. Look, if normally the river doesn't dry up in the middle of the day, so then it is the workers, So then the workers lose out. Ovid the pasik. Now, if the river normally does dry out in the middle of the day, well then ibn matab say that the pealim. Well, if they're from the area, then they should have known that, and it's their loss. But if they're not from the area, well, then say the balabais. The balabais should have told them that, oh yeah, you know, the river dries up in the middle of the day, and he didn't, so he has to pay them kefoil bottle. Vam Rava says, Rava Imanto, Ogra Agori Lavidto, says Rava, if somebody hires day workers for a certain amount of work, Vishlima Vidto, Bifalga de Yoimo, and halfway through the day they're done with their work. They're hired for a day's work. They're done with their work halfway through the day. So if he has easier work for them to do, so he can give them easier work, you know, to fill their time. Inami de kavosim afkelu. Alternatively, if he has equally strenuous work, so he can give them that to fill the rest of the day. De koshomino. But if he only has more difficult work, lo afkelu v'nosin lemschoyin mishalom, he can't he can't give them more difficult work than he hired them for, just to fill up their time after they already finished their work. And he would have to give them their full wages. Amai, but why do they get their full wages? The outstanding wages should just be kefoil bottle, right? Because they're not working. So obviously the amount that they work, they should be paid for in full. But the amount that like they're just getting paid for doing nothing, that should be kefoil bottle. They should get paid. But paid, you know, like somebody who shows up just to kind of stand around, but not somebody who shows up to actually do work, which is going to be less money. When Rava says that they would get paid in full, that's talking about, I think, the porters of Machoza, where Rava lived, that they were schleppers, they're always busy, and if they're not, they don't have any work to do, it's not good for them. But they like to be busy, they like to, you know, have something to lift, something to schlep. If they have nothing to schlep, they're not happy about that. They want things to schlep. Otherwise, I don't know, it's not good for them. So therefore, yeah, they get paid in full because there's no benefit to them not working. Most people, right, if they have no work to do, great, you know, an afternoon off. So we're not going to pay them their full wages. But these people don't want to have the afternoon off. They want to be busy, so they get paid their full wages because there's no benefit to them to be sitting around. We said earlier, Shatmiloyim is Masha Osu. We said when these workers kind of flake out in the middle, so we evaluate what they've already done. Ketzad, how so? Even if the outstanding work was 6 dinars, he still pays them a sela for doing, you know, half the work, which means that it's going to cost the balabais now 10 dinars instead of 8 dinars. Kosave rabbonon yad poel al yonah, because the rabbonon, whose opinion this is, say that worker has the upper hand, and sort of if we have to choose between the worker losing out 2 dinars or the balabais losing out 2 dinars, it is the balabais who's going to lose out 2 dinars. Chevet, that was daf ayin vav, shtickle of ayin zayin of Masechta Bava Metzia. We started today perek asocher sa'umonin, kind of an interesting perek about hiring people. So that was interesting. Peace out.